We've entered a very turbulent time where the top stories of the mainstream media are no longer fun, like the times we had mocking the Democrats and the liberal media for obsessing over Russiagate and Trump's tweets and the mostly peaceful protest at the Capitol on January 6th. Now the top stories are always about what's going on in the Middle East, and now Trump's trial has started. But thankfully, in these tough times, Brian Stelter is still doing interviews with podcasts that nobody knows of and nobody cares of to talk about his book about Fox News that nobody read.
It's not just about the characters heard, it's about the villains that the cinematic universe creates. I like to think that I'm a bit character in that universe. I once had a potato mailed to me. It came in a FedEx box, like an actual potato. It's because within the Fox universe, I used to be called Humpty Dumpty. And from there, it became Brian's a potato.
A potato head. A gender-neutral potato head, to be clear.
And so when I get random tweets from people calling me Spud, I know that
people call him a tater. He can't even get the story straight.
They're in that in-group because it's their way of communicating to each other that they're in on the, I guess in this case it's a joke, but it's also an insult, you know?
Well, you're on the right track, little Brian, because you are a joke. And may I remind you that when his book came out in November, Network of Lies, the epic saga of Fox News, Donald Trump, and the battle for American democracy, it was hyped up by the entire liberal media ecosystem, including him getting invited in studio on CNN, despite the network having fired him for obviously being a laughingstock. And it still didn't even break into the Amazon top 100 bestseller list. It did make it up to number 133. Watch this very closely. While, of course, yours truly did make it to number 4, my book was released right around the same time. Of course, it would have been nice to make it to number 1, but I am just a guy in my kitchen on a laptop going up against some heavy hitters like Britney Spears had her memoir come out and Barbara Streisand. But it was number 4, which I still consider to be a tremendous success. All the other news going on is rather depressing, which is why I posted an old Man on the Street episode yesterday. Technically, it was a new episode. I hadn't posted it before, but it was something I shot a long time ago. I just never got around to editing because Donald Trump's criminal trial started over the payments to Sloppy Daniels, which is expected to take 6 to 8 weeks. Over the weekend, you heard Iran tried to attack Israel. So now Ben Shapiro and friends, the fellow neocons, are all just salivating for Israel to respond. Lindsey Graham hit Iran now, hit them hard. Senator John Corbyn, target Tehran. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for Israel. And while the liberal media will be obsessing 24-7 over Donald Trump's trial, yesterday there was the rumblings of the Marxist insurrection with pro-Palestinian activists blocking the Golden Gate Bridge, blocking the Brooklyn Bridge, and blocking the entrance to Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Every single one of these people should be sentenced to at least 10 years in prison. Think of all the damage that they're doing, stopping people from going to work, from getting to job interviews, from catching flights, people missing funerals for loved ones. There are emergency workers that just can't get through now because of the blockage, can't bring people to the hospital, can't get fire trucks through. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators shut down airport highways and key bridges in major U.S. cities. A coordinated effort. So where is the Department of Homeland Security? Where is the Justice Department in launching an investigation into them, into tracking down their social media posts, into indicting them for committing the conspiracy to obstruct interstate commerce and countless other felonies that they committed? Harmeet Dhillon made a very interesting revelation yesterday. She's a high-profile lawyer who's been involved with a bunch of different cases, and here she is talking about her case when she represented Andy Ngo, who is the investigative journalist best known for detailing and uncovering Antifa's activities. And after he was attacked, they sued a bunch of Antifa members in civil court. And this is what she said just yesterday about what she learned during the case of that suit.
I sued Antifa over attacking our client, Andy Ngo. Some of the characters who were involved in the mob that attacked him showed up fomenting Antifa riots in other parts of the country. They were clearly well-funded, mm-hmm. not ragtag, not from the heart. This is a underground militia attacking Americans all over the country.
But don't worry, my fellow Americans, because the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Charles Q. Brown Jr., is on a mission for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
One of the goals here is actually how do we get more African Americans in position of leadership, in positions of in aviation, and that's one of the challenges.
That's one of the top challenges that the U.S. military is facing these days. There aren't enough black pilots. Also, there are still too many straight people, normal people, in the U.S. military, despite President Obama repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then recruiting the rainbow people. And so, for those who are still in the military, now they're getting lectured by people like this in order to try to make it more diverse and inclusive.
All too often, I hear leaders talk about providing everyone with dignity and respect like it's an aspirational goal.
This is not a Saturday Night Live skit. This is a real high-ranking Air Force officer.
That's not good enough. Dignity and respect is the bare minimum.
You will respect this person's preferred pronouns.
It's the floor of where we can be. We must set our sights higher and focus on intentional inclusivity, because there are still far too many people out there, not just LGBTQ individuals, that feel marginalized, shut out, or discriminated against. So for all of you out there, I ask you to set out your symbols of pride, share your pronouns in your email, particularly if you're a person who doesn't think they need to.
Are they trying to get us to side with Russia and China in World War III? I'm not going to do that. I will always side with America because these people are not America. If you sign up to join the U.S. military these days, these are the kinds of people who you're going to be assigned to live with in the barracks, or maybe even as your bunkmate, or in your unit, or your squad, or whatever they call it, and there's nothing that you'll be able to do about it. You make fun of them, you get in trouble. You crack open the Bible and read certain scripture in their presence, and you will get court-martialed. And notice it's mostly Republicans who bent over for this, because after Obama repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, every single Republican in Congress went completely silent about the issue. But they still fought against abortion for 50 years, never accepting Roe versus Wade. But the LGBTQ people in the military, they went right along with that, because they're cowards. The kinds of supposed Christians that God spits out of his mouth because they're lukewarm. Which reminds me, the Christ is King shirt, which you can get from markdice.com, is now available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a woman's tee as well, and a whole bunch of different colors. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.